Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 3518. As we continue our countdown to season 3 of The Bad Batch, it's coming out tomorrow. We're going to consider who might be on tap for not making it through the events of season 3. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So the makers of The Bad Batch showed us that they are not necessarily afraid to kill off characters in The Bad Batch. And so considering that season 3 is the final season of The Bad Batch, I got to wondering who is going to actually survive the events of the season and who might not. So I've got basically a top 7 list of characters that I think, you know, have the highest chances for not making it through the events of season 3, and two characters who I think are absolutely destined to survive the events of season 3. Now, this doesn't count characters like Rex or Fennec Shand, who we know will survive the events because we've seen them in other storytelling later on down the line. No, we're only talking about characters whose fates we are not aware of. So I'll count down from 7 to 1 on the characters that I think have a possibility of not making it through the events of season 3. But we'll start with Hunter. So I think out of the 7 characters I'm going to list, Hunter is probably the least likely to end up dying during the events of season 3, but you can certainly imagine a scenario where he sacrifices himself so that other members of the Bad Batch can survive. It's the kind of thing that someone like Hunter would do. So yeah, I would say, you know, he's comparatively on the bottom of the list. Then in 6th place, I would put Fee Genoa. So Fee has a little bit of heartbreak coming to her because of the death of Tech in season 2, and that might also lead her in a pinch to sacrifice herself in the name of the Bad Batch. But I don't necessarily think that she's going to do something like that. I think she has too much of a lust for life and adventure, and she won't necessarily do something like that. I'm not saying that she wouldn't in the face of no other choice being available to her, but I just can't imagine that the creators of the Bad Batch would put her in a situation where she would have to make that kind of choice. That's why I think she's a little bit lower on the list comparatively. In the number 5 spot, I have Emery Carr. So she is the clone sister of Omega, and you can envision a scenario where in order to help Omega and Crosshair escape from Mount Tantus, she might do something, you know, to save them, which would either, you know, cause her to get killed in the process or cause her to get in so much trouble with the Empire that they would kill her for it. In 4th place, I would put Echo, who has reconnected with the Bad Batch, but Echo's been through a lot in his life as a clone, right? I mean, you know, being held captive by the Separatists and all the stuff that they put him through. You know, it's amazing that he has survived as long as he has, especially considering everything he's gone through, but Yeah, there's another kind of thing where, as with Hunter, it would be a situation where he would sacrifice himself to do something for the Bad Batch or for the rest of his clone friends. In third place, I would put Scorch. So Scorch is the clone commando who is training the new non-clone stormtrooper recruits. He is definitely all on board with Order 66. And the fact of the matter is that as far as the bad guys go, we've had precious few bad guy deaths in the Bad Batch. Like, Rampart actually survived through the events of season one and was only like arrested and disappeared in the middle of season two. I mean, nothing really bad has happened to bad people. I guess, you know, you could say Crosshair, you know, killing his commanding officer in that one episode, but, you know, like, low stakes comparatively speaking. And speaking of Crosshair, I would put him at number two on the list, and he would have even more reason to think in terms of a sacrifice to save his fellow Bad Batch members, because he has done, you know, he's followed Order 66. He followed what he thought were the right orders, and he ended up betraying his brothers in the process. And you can imagine a scenario where, in his mind, at least he could possibly, you know, settle the score, balance the ledger, as it were, by doing something dramatic to rescue the Bad Batch or even just Omega. And then finally, like, the top person on my list who I think is not going to survive the events of season three of the Bad Batch is Dr. Royce Hemlock, the head of the Advanced Science Division operations, the cloning operations at Mount Tantus. Now, the reason why I think that is because the Bad Batch needs a win. Like, their first season ended on a comparative down note with the destruction of Tapaka City and all of the other Kaminoan cities and facilities. The second season ended with Omega getting captured. So yeah, there needs to be kind of a win for the Bad Batch at the end of this season. And additionally, we know that Mount Tantus is not going to be the solution for Emperor Palpatine's cloning research. We talked about that in a previous episode. So it seems like he is comparatively disposable and would also make for a decent win that the Bad Batch could use at the end of this season. And lastly, the two characters that I think will absolutely, unequivocally survive the events of season three of the Bad Batch are Omega and Wrecker, because I don't see how you kill a kid and I don't see how you kill a teddy bear in this series. So I think those two are definitely going to be safe. So that's what I think in terms of characters that will and will not survive the events of season three, or the chances that they won't survive the events of season three. I would love to know what you think. So please, if you are catching this on YouTube, comments are right there. On Spotify, there's a Q&A section on the app, so use that. And any other app that you're checking the show out on, please head over to the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com and leave a comment there. So that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you dig the podcast, then if you haven't already, I hope you'll consider leaving a rating or review on your app of choice. I hope you'll consider hitting the follow, the like, the subscribe, the join button, whatever the app you use calls it. I hope you'll consider sharing the show with other Star Wars friends that you know. And I hope you'll consider taking a page from the book of James Traverse, who became the latest patron to support the show at patreon.com/sw7x7. James, thank you so very much. I greatly appreciate it. It's people like James whose support helps the show continue and thrive and get closer and closer to the 10th anniversary coming up in July of this year. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.